Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
All right, what's going on, everybody? You're listening to Bolt Brady and his bro. Hope your holidays are going well. Happy New Year's this week. Let's say hola to our man, the Mac. Bolt Brady, what's up?
Woo, what's happening? What a holiday week.
Oh, yeah, how'd Christmas go?
Well, the Christmas picks, because I don't think anyone really gives a shit about how my Christmas went. But the Christmas picks went 8-4-1, up 7 units for everyone.
Sweet. There was no late night assemblies or anything for you this year?
No. Gosh, I remember having to do that one time until 4:30 in the morning and then waking up at 6. That was brutal.
Late night assemblies? What do you mean? Santa does all that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, the picks are the important thing.
Yep. And then the picks on the pod, they went 2-2 again. Miami was the missed field goal kind of threw that thing, or missed extra point kind of threw that
off. Yeah, right when I saw it, I'm like, oh, that throws the math off here for like the tie OT scenario.
Yeah, so I couldn't watch that game. And so, but I'm like, well, I can't wait to take a look at this after the fact. So sure enough, I turn her on to see what's happening because in the beginning, there was no scoring. Like, right? I think it was like 13-13. And then it's Fitzmagic time.
My boy comes in the fourth.
With 9 minutes left, it's 13 all. And so anyway, before we get to that, though, I was watching Tua. And, you know, we're fans of Tua and what he did at Alabama. But holy cow, is it boring watching that guy play.
What they were showing kind of average yards per play or pass, it's like the 4.5. Like there's not much down.
It was showtime.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's not looking downfield at all. The only time you're like, whoa, nice, is like if he takes off for a little 6-yard run or whatever.
Which is interesting because, you know, I mean, is it a confidence thing or like the coach says, let's not go down there yet? Just feels more rushed because in Bamba, he's airing it out to Ruggs and all those guys.
Well, once again, though, he's got the cement wall in front of him blocking
the time.
And then, I mean, even when they show those highlights, like those guys aren't ahead, like open by like 2 or 3 yards. They're open by like 10 or 15.
Right.
And so anyway, I was like literally watching every play and I'm like, this is like literally it's kind of boring. And I'm like, what's this like? I'm like, it's like going to a baseball game and they bunt every play. You're like, wow, this is fun to watch. And that's kind of big Tua. And then they go, all right, let's pick it up here. Fitz, throw the helmet on. Let's get ready to play some ball.
Come back.
So he comes in, first drive, comes on down, marches them right down. They kick the field goal. And then now we start getting the scoring rocking and rolling. And I don't know, did you see the highlights of how that ended, though?
The game?
Well, yeah.
I was watching that one.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so what'd you think about Gruden's clock management? Because everyone was talking about that.
Yeah, I mean, there's some questionable stuff there on his part. People were kind of pissed that Mariota didn't get any run either because they were kind of saying he was going to play and let Carr just sit the injury out or whatnot.
Yeah, it's interesting how those injuries, like the guy looks so banged up and then he's able to play the next week. But for those that didn't see the game, you know, the Raiders were coming down and they were down by 1 point, and Miami's got no timeouts left, and the Raiders are just running the clock out on the 3-yard line. In fact, Josh Jacobs could have ran it into the end zone.
He did the plop.
Yep, and he just fell down. And so anyway, They get it all the way down to 19 seconds, kick the field goal, and they're up by two. And they go, that's ball game. And Fitz goes, hold your horses. So 19 seconds left, no timeouts. And Fitz goes back, and this guy's yanking on his face mask and his beard at the same time.
He trimmed it.
Did he?
A little bit from where it was.
And so, and anyway, and he can't even see, and he just throws up this three flies up, and the guy catches it at the Raiders, like, I don't know, 47.
He's just wide open between those two dudes on the sideline.
Which is unexcusable. And then tack on 15 for the face mask. And they go, great, we'll kick this field goal. Ball game.
Raiders, see you later for the playoffs.
Raiders, thanks for playing. Thanks for playing. And how about this stat? This was incredible. The last 18 years, okay, that's a shitload of time. The Raiders have not made the playoffs 17 of them.
Yeah. I mean, you got to just kind of, I mean, what's Gruden in his third year? So you're kind of looking at his little run here.
Well, that's not his fault, though. I mean, because the alternative is you get it into the end zone with like a minute seven left. And I think Gruden was probably like, I mean, Fitzmagic was going through that like a hot knife through butter, through the defense. And he's like, we need to take as much time off the clock here as possible. I mean, 19 seconds, dude, that... I think like they were literally a 99.8% chance they were going to win the ball game. You know. So anyway,
on your ESPN Gamecast, the thing up top that tells you that.
Yep.
refresh.
He's the percent.
Where's the ball?
So that one was interesting. But then we, as usual, we had Big Teddy covers against Dwayne,
our boy.
Incredible.
I don't think we're ever going to get a chance to take him again. I think.
Yeah, I don't think so either, because the Washington Redskins let him go.
Officially released.
And I think rumor has it is that he and Johnny Manziel and Jamarcus Russell are going to get a pad together and be roommates.
Rip some nitro and some purple and just...
the purple, the cough syrup.
Let it rip for a few.
What do we have in common? All three of us were given lottery tickets and we ripped them in half. Thanks for playing, guys. Not too often that you get a winning lottery ticket, and all three of them did, and they just go and ripped it.
Yeah, it's too bad. Too bad to see, you know, his life go down the tubes, but just, it was nice to know he was the starter for a few times there, too.
Yeah, it was. Well, it's one thing, like, if you're hyped up and, you know, you're trying and you don't make it, but when you're not taking things seriously, I mean, remember last year, like, the veterans, you know, it was leaking out that they're like, Dwayne, they were getting mad that Dwayne wasn't going through, you know, doing his homework, going through the plays and stuff after practice. So, I mean, I you know, I doubt people were really sad to see him go. But it's amazing because his last year at Ohio State, I had to take a look at this. I was like, come on. I had to bring it up another source. He had 50 touchdowns that last year. 50, 5-0. And only 8 picks. And his completion percentage was 70. A little bit of a different ball game when you get into the NFL, which we also call the show.
And Big Urban, you know, that was just a machine trucking there.
So, you know, that's kind of how it is with Big Tua, because I think Tua, throughout his career, I think he had like 87 touchdowns and like 9 picks. I mean, it was something ridiculous.
Yeah, those guys that get the one-year starter gig, too, it's kind of hard to gauge what they're going to be. Or, you know, they kind of come out like, this guy, you know, he should be a top-5 pick. And that's kind of what Josh Allen, you know, got the media rocking him to be a high pick. And he certainly turned it around.
Sure has. I mean, that guy's slightly the most improved player.
Did you hear they were kind of saying he went to JC.
Oh, he did.
In my fireball, north or central Cal town. Yeah, went to a JC and only had 2 offers.
What was the JC in California?
I didn't catch the name of the JC, but he it was Eastern Washington and Wyoming offered him boats.
Really?
He was a 0-star recruit, took the Wyoming, and check me out now.
Wow, that's awesome. So he was a 0-star recruit. God, do people miss people at all? It's unbelievable.
We can chat at my 10-year reunion about how I'm doing.
You guys can check out my bank account as well. We're at it.
I'll pay for this bad boy fireball.
Drinks are on me.
Let's do this.
Drinks for the whole town. Yep.
So I thought that was cool when I heard that.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Well, what action was kind of... You know, who did what you want him to do this last weekend?
Well, like I said, I mean, Teddy Covers is unreal. Isn't that guy unreal?
Yeah, and then This week, I don't like him. The Saints are under a it's like 6.5. The Saints.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've got to lean with Teddy there. I mean, because the Saints. I don't think they have anything that they're not playing for anything.
I think you know if Green Bay slips up, but Green Bay does have the tiebreaker on them,
right? So I mean, anyway, I would lean there with Teddy with the 6.5. But since we're on the topic of the Saints, I wanted to mention last year, if you recall, it was probably about week 12, so we're a little bit later into it, but that's when I said it's time to buy the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl winner picks, right? You remember that?
To just go or to win it?
No, to win it.
Yeah.
You want it. Big Shep's out there. He knows what I'm talking about. He won some chippers off it. So this year, I'm cutting in with who I think's going to win the Super Bowl and who I bought futures on. And that is the New Orleans Saints.
Mm.
Now, if you said, hey, who are you going to take here? You get one team to pick. You know, you go first. Who would you take to win the Super Bowl? I would probably take the Chiefs. I mean, they're a machine.
Yeah.
But I do think the way that you beat them is you have to have a defense. Like, for example, Green Bay. I think Green Bay would struggle a little bit because I just don't think they could stop them. Now, Aaron, you know, you could argue, and I would probably agree, that he's going to be able to throw up points as well. So it could be somewhat of a shootout. I just don't think that's the formula for success to beat KC. You have to have a defense and stop them here and there. And then on the other side of the coin, you have Big Drew, guys slightly a baller too, that can score. And so anyway, for the listeners out there, if you want to pick up some Super Bowl futures, I know Shep's already gone back to the well with KC, but you might want to get some Saints as well.
Mm-hmm. Just double up. Put some more chips on the second squad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So who else was my Steelers came through for me.
Well, they sure did. I don't even think you were watching the game, right? Because you had so much stuff cleaning up around the pad and stuff. But
I was peeking in on it.
They were getting boat raced.
Yeah, it didn't look good early.
I think they had 28 total yards in the first half.
I mean, yeah, and I think I told you Jim Nantz was kind of alluding to Romo, like, you know, we might be in Buffalo next week for a big game.
Mm-hmm. And then Big Ben and the squad erupt for 20, outscore them 21-3 in the second half.
Yeah, Tomlin gets them rocking.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of them, okay, they might be one of my favorite picks of the year. Not the week, the year this week. Getting 10, going into Cleveland. Wow, I'll take the 10.
Well, you saw Ben sitting for Rudolph.
Oh, yeah.
And Cleveland needs it to get in.
Sure. Not scared of it at all. So first of all, I'm honestly, listen, Big Ben's better than Rudolph, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, it's not like Big Ben's chucking it down the field and stuff. I mean, he's been playing the Tua game also.
Uh-huh.
And Rudolph, don't think that guy's not going to be pissed off what happened last year. I mean, he was called a racist and everything. This guy's going to be fired up to play the game. And also, Tomlin, he's sitting out Big Ben and I think maybe like TJ and stuff. Big Ben needs to sit out. I mean, the guy's 38 years old and he weighs 410. Like, he needs a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I forgot about the Rudolph. That's interesting that he comes back to start and it's against the Browns.
So you don't think that guy's going to try? And also, the last 11 times Pittsburgh's played Cleveland, they're 9-1-1 against them. I mean, it's big brother, little brother here. And you want to give me 10 points? We have the shot of knocking them out of the playoffs. I mean, they'll be fired up. The guys that are on the squad are going to be fired up.
I mean, Cleveland, nice job taking care of the Jets to even be in this scenario.
Well, I guess like their entire starting like wide receiver.
All four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so that didn't help. I mean, listen, the pressure's on these guys. You don't think they're going to feel the pressure? Like, so if they win, they're in. If not, thanks for playing. That's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And with that pressure, you want to give me 10 points? I mean, I say Pittsburgh either wins the ball game or they lose by like a field goal at the end. So we'll take the 10. It's one of the best plays of the year. Thank you very much.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Jets get two in a row. And, you know, some of the guys were saying, like, you think we're going to just kind of Olay pull the flag back here to get Trevor Lawrence? They're like, dude, we do this for our living.
Right.
You know, we're out here to win and play hard.
Right. Like, we care about Trevor.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, who did they? They're playing someone this week. Was it the
Jets?
Yeah, was it the Patriots?
Oh, it was the Patriots. Wow. Well, that was the other leg.
And the Patriots are favored, -3.
Yeah, because they're at home. Yeah, that was the other leg of our winning parlay last week with Teddy. was when we put the Bills down to -1. Remember, we're like, they're going to take it out on them for getting waxed all these years. And they sure did. That was a close ball game. Thanks for playing. And once again, I'm watching Cam throw the ball. And I'm like,
or not throw the ball.
It's just not there. It's good looking. So if Cam starts,
Josh McDaniel, the OC coordinator, is like, I've got so many options here.
Right. Well, that's the other thing, too. And Cam's wide receivers aren't too hot either.
No, it's not very stacked.
It's not like they're getting separation for him. So it's just, I mean, like, literally, when you think about when he does throw the grenade, like, they're covered every time.
Edelman's like, can I get out of town next year for one more with Tom?
Yeah, he goes, hey, Tommy, you guys got a spot down there? Me, you, and Gronk can crank her up again.
And then hang up the cleats.
Yeah. So, but I'll tell you, who else I do like, though, is we're going back to the Washington Redskins. Big Alex Smith is coming. Check out this stat. So the Redskins with Alex are 10-5. With the rest of the clowns, they're 6-26. So what that tells you is, like we've known all along with Big Alex, he's the game manager. He doesn't turn it over, and he lets his defense cause havoc and give him ball control and position on the field. And they're -1 against the Eagles. Everyone on that squad.
I saw it today. I saw Philly at -4.
I think that might have changed. But
what is what's the status on his calf?
Well, he's playing
for sure.
Oh yeah.
And is Kyle Allen like numero dos now? I mean, who's behind Alex if something goes?
No, Kyle's like hurt. It's some, I don't know. It's the practice squad guy.
Right.
But go ahead and check out that line right there because I think it's
Washington. Oh, yeah. It's -1.5.
Mm-hmm. And listen, what are the Eagles playing for? Nothing. I mean, Jalen's going to come out and he's going to try. The rest of the guys, they're already thinking about the Bahamas and Hawaii. They're going to care loads.
Mm-hmm.
And Washington, the way it breaks down with the NFC East is if they win the ball game, they win the division.
So, yeah. Well, you saw Philly, you know, may have been tempting last week. You know, they were -3 or -4 against Dallas. And Dallas just took it to them.
Oh, yeah, they did. So it's ball game. So we like Washington -1, too. That's another best bet. Plus Pittsburgh +10. And then there's one more NFL game I like here. How about this matchup? Arizona and the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you probably don't know where I'm going with this one, but Goff is out. And I don't know if that really matters if Goff's out.
No, I was reading an article that, you know, how frustrated like the writer was. You know, he's down there and he's like, this is so hard to watch this guy be in charge of this team because they're pretty talented.
Oh, dude, yeah, they'd be unreal if they had someone else in there.
Yeah,
I mean, just put C.J. Beathard even in there or Big Nick Mole.
You know? about those two, maybe Mariota, my boy.
Yeah, no, it'd be ball game if you put someone like him in there. I was just picking someone that's not even like, I was picking someone that's like not an A or B squad player. I was picking a C squad.
Right.
So Goff's out, and right when I read that he's out because of his thumb, I'm like, well, who's this guy's backup? I mean, I didn't even know who it was.
It was like Blake Bortles last year.
No. So it's funny you said that because Bortles was on the
Broncos. On the Broncos practice squad,
but they just picked him up now because of this. So the Rams picked him back up.
Oh, because he knows the system from last year.
Mm-hmm. But it's this guy Wolford, okay. And he's from Wake Forest. He started all 4 years there. Probably haven't heard of him. Mm-hmm. I barely remember the guy. But then he was on their practice squad last year, so he knows the system. And then that garbage Alliance League, I know they only played for like 5 or 6 weeks, but he was player of the week, 2 of the weeks. So he's not a sap.
That was the one that wasn't the XFL. The other one?
The Alliance.
Was that the one Johnny Manziel got like a couple... I think he signed and then they didn't even play.
I mean, it's hard to keep up with the WWF and the AWA wrestling.
The Rock brings you Johnny Manziel.
It's hard to keep up with those wrestling federation football leagues.
Right.
But anyway, and then this is mainly, though, I mean, I don't care what the guy's done before this. It's mainly just trusting McVay. I mean, McVay's going, this guy's my backup. And, you know, I respect McVay as, you know, top 3 or 4 coaches in the NFL. So I have a feeling this guy's going to ball. But the way to play it is, because they're not sure if Kyler's going to play or not. So if Kyler plays, don't take the Rams until game day. Because everyone's going to be taking Arizona. And, you know, we want to get a few more points there. If they say that Kyler's out also, then get it as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference there.
So Arizona can't get in anymore.
I think there's an outside chance. Yeah, no, they're playing for something. No, they're definitely playing for something. I mean, there's got to be things have to work in their favor, but they still have a chance.
Then I would imagine he's going to try.
Probably, which go for it. I mean, because we had talked a few weeks back. Remember when the Rams went to Arizona? And I'm like, McVay's just got his number. He's beat, you know, got Arizona's numbers like 4-1 or whatever against Kingsbury and the rest of the squad. It's just a coaching domination. So sometimes you don't even look at the players. You go with the coaching, and he slightly has the advantage on this one. So I don't care if Kyler's playing. We'll get points at home. It'll probably be like +5. I'll take her.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so if Goff broke his thumb, like on his throwing hand, what? That's not like a 2-week turnaround, really. If they get in,
they claim that he could be back. And you know what? I mean, who knows? McVay might be going, this is rotten that he's out. We'll take it, because when you pay a guy $100 million, obviously he's got to play. I have a feeling this guy's going to come in and ball. So anyway, I really like the Rams.
Great.
So I got a question for you. Since we're brothers, I read about these two brothers. So they put $400 down on a 4-team parlay where they picked the winner of the sport, right? So not just the division. It was like the NBA championship, the NHL, and I can't remember what the third one was. But the fourth one was the Chiefs. Okay, so three are in the barn already, as people say. They've already got three winners. They've got one more winner to go. Their $400 can turn into $171,000 if the Chiefs win. But there's this company, give them a little plug here, ProSwap, if you want to be a sponsor. There's this company, ProSwap, where you can actually sell your tickets.
Yeah.
So.
For how much?
For $51K. $400 for $51K, or would you like to wait for the Chiefs? It's your call.
I'd probably go on the Chiefs this year.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they cashed out. They took the $51K.
And so do you. When E-Trade gets a little hot, you turn it in a little quick.
Yep. Give me my chippers.
I'm like, dude, hold on. It's still going up.
No, that's a huge game right there. We'll take it.
Money in the pocket.
Listen, I know how you are. You're a penny pinch. You take the 51K.
Actually, I have a little story for everyone here. What? Remember, Mom used to give us quarters in like a can each Christmas, like when we're of college age. She's like, I know you guys need quarters for those apartments and stuff you live at, you know, because it's always like the $4 for like a wash load and the dryer's like 50. So we each get $100 in quarters. And, you know, we go to some vacation with Mom before the new year or something. And I think by the time we came back, she's asked, like, do you have your coins for the washing machine? You're like, no, I took those in and got a hundo. I needed the chips for something else. She's like, well, that defeats the purpose of the coins, guy.
I needed the chips to roll out when we're in Mexico.
Right.
Right? Like, those are supposed to be for your laundry when you get back to school.
Right. So you would take the 51K.
Oh, yeah. That's a big chunker. I'd take it. Plus, you know, I have my Saints, you know.
Yeah. Well, wow. Good for them. Did you know what these brothers are going to do?
No, they did it.
Oh, they took the 51.
Yeah, they took the 51K. So, yeah.
I mean, bird in the hand, as they say.
B-Lin. So then, speaking of the chips, so I know it's kind of been a topic of conversation here when these guys throw down like the $100,000 to win like $8, you know, and you're like they're money laundering or whatever. And I'm like, there's no way. There's too many restrictions. So I heard this guy who was a bookmaker who worked at a book, like he was like a VP at one of the huge sports books. And he said, so this helps to make sense. He said that there's actually teams of gamblers that will come in and they'll do plays like that with the intentions of winning like 40 of them in a row.
Hmm.
So it's not like, because, you know, we were always looking at like, wow, this guy's putting down 100K to win 9. And then, you know, then what? Well, he does it all. They do it all year, like every week. And so he said, you know, he's seen teams go where they win like 50 or 60 of those in a row. So now you're talking about, you know, $500,000 to $600,000 that they've got.
Interesting.
So,
or yeah. It's the Orchid Spa in South Florida with Robert Kraft's chips.
Exactly. So, how about this? Now we got the college game, right?
Mm-hmm. Playoffs coming up.
Yeah. So, digging into her a little bit, and I just think, I was watching, you know, we mentioned it last week when Dabo said that he doesn't think Ohio State should be in this.
I think he doubled down.
Well, he did double down, but he said the reason why he's kind of was backtracked. He said that because they didn't play enough games, right?
Yeah, he's like, they don't have the resume of a top 10 team, I think, or something, right?
Yeah. I mean, dude, listen, these guys for Ohio State, they're just as good of athletes as the guys at Clemson, which that's first thing you kind of have to take into consideration, because in these playoffs, like, sometimes that's not the case. And if you don't have a better coach, you're in trouble. But these guys can go athlete for athlete. It's 7.5. I mean, Justin Fields has been like an elite 11 quarterback coming out of high school. I mean, this guy's played in the championship last year. He had, what was his stats last year? He had like 40 TDs and like 40 picks. This guy's not a sap, but he has not been playing well. Like last week against Northwestern in the Big 10 championship, he threw for like $149, no TDs and like 2 picks. Mm. I have a feeling he's going to ball. I'll take the 7.5 with Justin and the Buckeyes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the past, I've gone with Clemson, but you know what? Trevor's got his guy's getting be number one. Who knows what that guy's doing right now? But Ohio State, they're zeroed in on this one. And Dabo, if they win, buddy, it's because of you. You slightly gave him the locker room material to put on the wall.
Yeah. Trevor's not bashing. He's not that kind of dude. He's got his lady.
That's true.
He's just got some perk plus in the payload.
Dude, he's faster than I thought.
Yeah, he's a good athlete.
I mean, when they showed him, I mean, I was impressed because he's like 6'5 or 6", right?
Yeah, it's weird when they're that tall and they can kind of get going.
Yeah. No, I was highly impressed with him. So he's obviously legit. I mean, I can't believe that guy just came in right out of high school and started balling like he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's probably the most impressive thing to me about it. But I like to see what's going to happen with that game. The Bama game, I mean, dude. Like
almost 20 points.
Right. Just Roll Tide. You know, Sweet Home Alabama. How about that tune, by the way? Let me ask you this. When do you think Lynyrd Skynyrd came out with that tune?
63.
Oh, wow. 73, actually. Yeah. I didn't think it was that old. I mean, that thing's like 48 years old.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I knew it was old. I would have said like early 80s, you know, like 82 or 83, but that's a legit tune.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, if you don't like that tune, seriously, something's wrong with you. Because you put that on, and who doesn't get in a good mood when that tune comes on?
I'm sure there's a few people.
No, well, they're not hanging out with me then. We don't have anything in common.
That's like when they always play Bon Jovi, like in the club, and there's some, you know, a quarter of the people in there like, dude, all right, we're good on the Bon Jovi.
I agree. I mean, that's a different story. I'm saying Lynyrd's a whole nother level. I mean, that song's been around for 48 years, and every time it comes on, 99.9% of the people are like, all right, where's the brew? Let's get this going.
Yeah. God, who anyone else that you like in the NFL final week of the season?
That's it. I'm gonna finish it off here with Washington minus the 1.5, Pitt plus 10, one of the favorite plays of the season. Rams, I said take the Rams day of if Kyler plays. If he's not playing, take it right away. Ohio State plus the 7.5. And, of course, we'll be back throughout the rest of the season, but this is going to end week 17.
Yep. The Baltimore, like we said, has been covering those big lines. They're minus 12 at Cincy. And then Green Bay's minus 5.5 at Chicago. And they can't lose because they need that number one seed.
What? So you're saying you like them because of that?
Yeah, I just think both those two will still be gassed to the floor.
Well, I agree with the Ravens. The Green Bay, I mean, dude, that's a rivalry. And the defense balls, and Aaron's not as good on the road. So...
Yeah, road schmode this year. Yeah.
Well, he's balling. I mean, he's like front runner to get the MVP now, especially since Patrick's going to be sitting out.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. All right. Should be fun to watch because some people need it. Some are just coasting into the Cancun.
That's right. And everyone, have a happy new year. Make sure you're safe. Don't drink and drive. That's what Uber's for. Or like my brother does, And his friends call AAA.
You know they're there for you when you need them. All right, shout out to Chili's Bar and Grill. Great place for a little takeout food and catch a game if yours is open. MyBookie.ag. Don't forget Instagram and Twitter. It's at Bolt Brady Picks. And keep writing those reviews at Apple Podcasts. You can win a hat. All right, that's going to do it. Happy New Year. We'll catch you guys next week.
See ya.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.